WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump met with top European officials demanding fair trade with the 27-member European Union at his golf course on the Scottish coast. And as our Weijia Jiang reports, he got a deal.
The EU has agreed to purchase U.S. military equipment, $750 billion of U.S. energy, and invest an additional $600 billion in other sectors. And there's good news for U.S. companies that sell to EU nations.
They're agreeing to open up their countries to trade at zero tariff.
Tomorrow, Trump will meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
The president has said that meeting will focus on maybe looking at additions to that United States-United Kingdom trade deal. But it's largely, he has said to reporters, it is a more of a celebratory meeting on the alliance between the two countries.
Israel's restrictions on humanitarian aid in Gaza have caused a widespread hunger crisis, with the World Food Program warning 1 in 3 Palestinians are not eating for days at a time. Our Elizabeth Palmer at the Foreign Desk says more aid is now coming.
In an abrupt reversal, Israel cleared the way for more aid to Gaza. Overnight, the military airdropped food and supplies. But those pallets are a fraction of what's needed. The bulk of the aid is on trucks waiting to go. And in what could be a game changer, Israel says it will establish secure routes through the war zone so the trucks will no longer be shot at or looted.
Authorities in Kansas City, Missouri say a 68-year-old man has died and a 50-year-old woman suffered serious injuries when part of the roof and front facade of a Family Dollar store collapsed. Two other people were injured outside the building but were treated at the scene. Officials say the man who died may have been walking by the building at the time. Still no answers about why a man in his 40s walked into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan this weekend and stabbed 11 people. They all survived, but some remain hospitalized. Our Lana Zack is at the scene.
Hospital officials tell us one of the victims has been discharged and only two remain in serious condition.
Our trauma team made special mention of the care that was rendered in the field by witnesses at the scene, but particularly our first responders.
Gilly now faces a terrorism charge and 11 counts of assault with intent to murder.
History is made on the track.
Crown jewel win for Bubba Wallace.
That on Fox as Bubba Wallace wins the Brickyard 400 to become the first black driver to win a major race on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5-mile oval. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
A thriller at the ballpark. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game tied 2-2. Bottom of the ninth, the Brewers trying to avoid a sweep at home at the hands of the Miami Marlins. One out, full count, and Milwaukee's Blake Perkins at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Blake Perkins, a switch hitter. He's up there with the bases loaded. The only run that matters at third right now. Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Blake Perkins, who missed the first half of the season after suffering a fractured shin bone in spring training.
Definitely appreciative of the moment and of the success. You know, it's been a long road, and I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it's just great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
The Cubs beat the White Sox to remain tied with the Brewers, so it's the Cubs and the crew tomorrow night at American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70 degrees. Sunny, low 90s for Monday. Add in the humidity, the heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms on Monday night with a low around 69. More storms on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 82.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird, recommending books with a connection to nature, and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommerns on the board. We are here at the studios of WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Zommerns is back home in downtown Madison on State Street at the world headquarters of Civic Media here in Green Bay. Fairly clear skies, maybe a little overcast high clouds, maybe a little smoke in there would have you warm conditions, those are. I think I lost a couple of pounds yesterday up here at the Public Education Summit, Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit. I'll get it right yet. But is it still sultry and steamy down in Madison?
It sure is. Also fairly overcast and very humid, very sticky. So you better drink some water.
You want to stay inside in air condition, if only our air condition. Back home, there. Yeah, that's one of the great things, at least down in Madison. It's like an ice box in there, which is great on days like today. Here, a little toasty, but we're happy to be here. We're happy to be here. Also happy to have some of our great listeners. This is listening via WGBW on the app. Martia from Madison, listening on the app, saying, I'm in Milwaukee right now, traveling to my son's basketball tournament in Chicago. Well, Martia, thank you for taking us along on your drive. Good luck to your son. I know some folks that have kids in these traveling basketball tournaments. They go all over, and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So safe travels, and hope your air conditioning is working down there. Also, this is feedback I can use, because Len texted in and is a little salty on the I screenshotted this so I didn't miss it. And this is fair because I want to check with Zommerns to find out whether this is really the case or not. He says, Len in Madison on WMDX says, what's worse, radio announcer that never announces the current time or one that always announces the time a minute late? Now, Zommerns, on my clocks right now, I have several clocks in front of me. It is exactly, let me get this right here, 3:08:47 right there. We're about to go to 3:09. Is that the correct time?
That is the correct time. However, given that you normally just say the minute, if you said it was 3:08 right now, by the time it gets through all the delays and everything to make sure we don't, you know, get swear words on the air, it would be 3:10 or 3:09.
All right. So that's the problem right there.
I think it's because of the delay. So I think
it's the time delay. So that's that. But that's good information, because moving forward, I'll say, if you're listening via time delay, but that's news I could use. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Len. That's useful information. And thank you, Zomers, for the explanation, because I wonder what's going on here. Are my clocks off or what?
Yeah, thanks, Len, because honestly, I didn't really think of that either.
Right. I mean, a lot of people that know me will say my clock's been off for quite some time. But that's another story. Okay, well, don't forget, we're giving away Brewer tickets today up until 4 o'clock. It's free Brewer Ticket Friday. And these are great tickets and great seats. It is for this coming Wednesday's game, July 30th, at 1:10 in the afternoon against the Chicago Cubbies. Brewers in a race right now with the Cubs for the National League Central Division. Brewers still a game ahead. This entire race for the Central could be decided next week at AmFam Field, and you could be there. Your chance to win tickets, 4 of them in club-level seats. I'll guarantee you the air condition in the concourse right behind these seats is always working. So, how are you eligible to win these tickets? You have until 4 o'clock to download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Regardless, open it up. First 11 stations are ones that we are on. Click on one of them. Lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. And then text the following word right now. The word today is Todd. T-O-D-D. Not making this up. I don't write it. I just read it. Todd, T-O-D-D, make sure you use two D's.
So text Todd. Don't text Todd, yes. But text Todd to Civic Media.
Yes. Very confusing, I know. Text the word Todd or the name Todd, T-O-D-D, right now on the Civic Media app. You have to spell it with two D's. Has to be correct, because the computer chooses this. If it's not correct, you're not going to get chosen. 4 Brewer tickets for this coming Wednesday's game, Wednesday, July 30th, 1:10 in the afternoon against the Cubs. Text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, right now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend, ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, going to be back with us. Always glad for that. Bringing us the news of the wild and wacky. How about that, Summers? That'll be a great time. And a reminder, I guess just a bulletin, if you will, about the show coming up this coming Tuesday. Hope you set that time aside and join us. Really, really excited about Tuesday's show next week. We are going to be live in Southwest Wisconsin at Nine Springs Farm.
Six Springs.
Why do I keep saying nine?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Six Springs Farm. Get your springs right, Todd. We're going to be at Six Springs Farm. And you say, well, Todd, what's special about that? Well, here's the deal. Joe Thomas. A lot of people know Joe Thomas. Most people know Joe Thomas. Hall of Fame college football career with the Wisconsin Badger football team. And then went on to have a Hall of Fame career with the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. Had the kind of the Iron Man record of the NFL for most consecutive snaps taken in the NFL. Also happens to be just a great guy from everything I've known and read about him. Well, we are going to be, he's given us a special permission to go onto his farm in Southwest Wisconsin, Six Springs Farm, where he is raising Wagyu beef. His new passion is beef. It's called Hall of Fame Beef, and we're going to have the whole 2 hours on his farm. There's going to be cattle, live cattle involved. So now, Zomers, we've got a live chicken named Sue at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair next Tuesday, live cattle on the farm. Our friend Brady Ewing, also a former Badger and also a former NFL player, will join us for most of the show as our co-host for the day. So join Brady Ewing and me as we sit down and catch up with Joe Thomas at 96 Springs Farm next Tuesday from 2 until 4. I'm really looking forward to this, summer. Should be a great time.
This is going to be very cool. I'm excited.
If I only remember the correct name of his farm.
Hopefully when you're there, you do.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. Okay, it is 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and that's at least live. It might be a minute later once it gets to you via tape delay. But it's 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can Time once again for what's worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all these Civic Media radio stations except those who have cut away for the Brewers. Brewers taking on the Marlins this afternoon. Game, the first pitch probably already underway there on several of our Brewers network stations. So here we go. For the rest of us, though, we haven't had time. It's been so busy, Zomers, this week with Governor Evers saying he wasn't going to run for a third term. Now we haven't even got to the news this morning. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who's been on this program several times, and I understand now, because we have a direct link to the Lieutenant Governor via our very own Luke Mathers, who has gotten her on this program several times. And we've always enjoyed having her on, and now we're trying to get her on to talk about her race for the governor, for her gubernatorial race. And apparently we reached out, and the response we got back was, new phone, who this?
That's not what I heard, but okay.
I don't know. But she the lieutenant governor's been going on other programs. That's fantastic. But we'd love to have her come back and on our show and talk about running for lieutenant governor. And then our friend, State Senator Kelda Royce, she's been on this program a bunch of times. And we're trying to get her on the show as well because we'd love to have her on because I think that she's going to get in. And I think that both these individuals, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and State Senator Kelda Royce, would be great candidates. So, and by the way, we'll take all comers. We'll take Republican, Democratic, anybody who's running for governor. Josh Shulman, Republican, was on this program when we were up at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We want to talk to everybody because this is going to be a big, big, wide-open race, really important race. And by the way, as long as I brought it up, Zomers, I owe an apology to State Senator Kelda Royce because yesterday on this program, we had on Bill McCosian. Republican strategist Bill McCosian, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And I was talking to McCosian and asked him, hey, are you thinking of running for governor? Because our very own Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, who comes on with us every Wednesday, he said last year, the two people, one Republican, one Democrat, I would walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for was Bill McCosian on the Republican side and Ben Wickler on the Democratic side. Now, you know this because you were here on Wednesday when we had our big conclave for Civic Media and Trigvi filled in. Trigvi has been so impressed with State Senator Kelda Royce that he apparently also now has said this about Kelda Royce.
Yes, he did.
If she gets in, that he'd also walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for Kelda Royce.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I probably should have with that.
Well, no, it's good. It's good because I want to make sure that I keep myself straight. Which I have a hard time doing, by the way. But anyway, so now Trigvi is on record saying if Ben Wickler gets in on the Democratic side, he'll do doors for him. If Kelda Royce runs on the Democratic side, he'll do doors for her. And if Bill McCosian gets in on the Republican side, he'll do doors for him. Now, Zomers, what have we learned about this exercise and about this bit? I think we've learned that Trigvi Olson is a political whore.
That's what I think so.
No. Here's the deal. Trigvi loves people who love Wisconsin.
Yes, and I think that's what more he's accurate saying. Statement.
Yes. What Trigvi wants is he wants a governor who's going to go around and be a cheerleader for Wisconsin and is going to do the best for Wisconsin. And I think he sees that in McCosian. He sees it in Kelda Royce. He sees it in Sarah Rodriguez. So I think he's just very excited, like we all are, thinking, hey, we have this dearth of great candidates, great potential candidates, and we'll see what happens. So we invite everybody. And by the way, McCosian, he didn't say no, he wasn't going to run, but he didn't say yes either. So we'll see. Sarah Rodriguez in out of the gate this morning, first one in the pond. And Kelda Royce, we haven't heard, but if I was going to bet money on something, I bet she's in. But we'll see. And now Josh Call goofing around here today. Apparently he had some statement that was basically no statement.
Pretty much.
So, all right. By the way, it's Shark Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I got done being
coached today. Did not go off on tangents. And here I am going off on tangents. So, didn't take, as George Costanza once said. It's Shark Week. So, the category today, what's worse? Snakes or sharks? Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Weigh in Shark Week. What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. You can also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. This is pretty good, Zobbers, for Shark Week, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know, we've been doing a series. They've been spread out over time, but we've been doing a series of what's worses based on, you know, various creepy crawlies. You know, we've had snakes, we've had spiders, but now snakes and sharks. We're going to have to evaluate this bracket, see where everything ends up.
And the graphic for this today for snakes is snakes on a plane. I once saw snakes on a plane. All right, we'll come back, discuss what's worse, snakes on a plane or Jaws, the movie. Snakes or sharks? Come on back. We're live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Matt Nair on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday morning. Mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm not sure what Green Bay. In the water. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from our studios at Green Bay, WGBW. Of course, the iconic music of John Williams, great composer, conductor of the Steven Spielberg film Jaws. That is our what's worse today. What's worse, sharks or snakes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, snakes or sharks? Jim, listening just down the road at Appleton via the app on WGBW, Jim says snakes are definitely worse. If you avoid the water, you can avoid sharks. Snakes are everywhere. Now, that's a great point. That might be the winner right there today, out of the gate, Zommers, because you're not going to find a shark when you go hiking, right? I mean, that's just if you do, call me because we want to put you on the air.
When you set up for a remote show by Black River Falls, you're not going to find any sharks, but you may set up near a nest of snakes.
Indeed, we did. And by the way, the snakes at Black River Falls were lovely. They didn't bother us as we set up there next to the Black River in Black River Falls. Connie, listening in the 608 on WMDX, Connie says, I would say sharks are worse, but our waters are salt-free and no sharks. Well, again, great point. If you don't live near salt water, probably not going to. Now, what if somebody, I'm not advising this, but what if somebody got a baby shark and released it in the Wisconsin River? It's not going to live, right?
No, it needs, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
But wouldn't that be something if it did?
I mean, you're right.
It'd be something. Our very own Eliza. Eliza, lovely person, one of our sales reps here at WGBW, right here in Green Bay. Eliza texted in saying, resident Aussie here says snakes. She's a lovely person from Australia originally. She says, most snakes won't bother you, but an eastern brown snake wants you dead. Ugh. I say I would love to go to Australia, but now that I know there's the eastern brown snake.
Everything in Australia wants you dead.
Everything? Oh, animal-wise. Not the koala. The koala doesn't want you dead, do they?
I'm not sure.
They got dingoes. They got dingoes in Australia. One of the greatest lines. I've told this on this program before. I would like to hear Eliza say this in her lovely native accent. I hired a guy, David, one time as a bartender when I was running the Tilted Kilt. And in his interview, David told me about he and a college buddy went to Australia, and they rented a VW bus and went around Australia. And they looked out, they slept in the bus, and at night they heard a commotion, and they looked out the window, and there were a pack of dingoes eating their food at the picnic table. They left, and they left a can of Pringles on the picnic table. And David said, "We looked out the window, and the dingoes ate our Pringles."
You know,
and I said,
"Rookie move."
I said, "That is a T-shirt right there.
It is.
The dingoes ate my Pringles."
But also, just a quick thing: if you are spending time outdoors and you leave your food right unsecured outside, you're asking for that.
Well, that's probably true. Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tyler, listening in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, says flying Asian shark carp with Limburger breath. Those shark carp are a thing, by the way. I think this is Eliza again saying koalas are fine, but watch out for drop bears. Well, we're going to have her on and talk about that. All right, listener on WXCO in beautiful Bull Falls Radio in Wausau says, until they come up with a Sharknado movie,
Snakenado.
I will vote. What? Oh, sorry. Snakenado. That's right. I ruined it. Snakenado movie, I will vote for sharks as the worst of the two because of the big Sharknado movie. Nicely done. Sorry, I botched the line there, listener at WXCO. All right, Fred in Cottage Grove, listening on WMDX. Fred is on the line. Fred, snakes or sharks? What's worse?
Snakes. You go to Devil's Lake, there's snakes in the rocks, but there's no sharks in the lake.
That's a great point. I love it. All right, thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend down there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Doug up in Rapids as well, listening on WFHR. Just simply says, land shark.
You know, also like something that. Else, our graphic for today, as Todd mentioned a little while ago, for snakes, it has the movie poster for Snakes on a Plane. For sharks, it has the movie poster for Jaws. You know, something interesting, August 29th, the last Friday of that month, for the 50th anniversary, Jaws is coming back to theaters.
Wow, there you go. There you go. Be scared all. And of course, a lot of people never seen the movie because it came out so long ago. It's a whole new experience in the theater. I remember when that movie came out. It was crazy.
I'm mostly bringing it up to make you feel old. No, we don't have anyone else on the line.
As if I needed anything else. I'll tell you what made me feel old, Dahmer, this morning is when I tried to get out of bed after sweating my you-know-what off yesterday. And I thought, boy, howdy. I think it was the heat, though, because I'm used to lifting stuff. It was the heat and the humidity. It zaps you. That's what it does.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse?
I think, you know, I will say, I like snakes and sharks. I think they're cool.
Really?
Yes. I think a lot of animals that people think are creepy
you know, have a purpose besides like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes should all die. But I'm going to say snakes are worse for very similar reasons to some of our listeners, that snakes are pretty much everywhere. And like Eliza mentioned, there are some species of snake that do just want you dead. Whereas sharks, pretty much all sharks, unless there is something wrong with them, will leave you alone. What do you say?
Yeah, I go along with that. I would say, yeah, I'm going to say snakes are worse just because I don't swim in the ocean that much. And when I do, I don't go above my knees or my thighs. So I know they can still get you, but yeah, I'll say snakes are worse. All right, come on back. Peter Rapine is next with what's worse. With a week in review, the wild and wacky of human behavior. We're live in Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and EU have reached a trade deal of a 15% tariff across the board. As Arweja Jang reports from there, it comes just days shy of a White House deadline to enact tariffs.
The deal comes ahead of Friday's deadline when 30% tariffs were scheduled to be imposed on imports from the EU.
The Israeli military began a limited pause to give the United Nations and other aid agencies secure land routes to tackle a deepening hunger crisis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We'll continue to fight till we achieve the release of our hostages and the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities. They shall be there no more.
Michigan authorities are seeking to file terrorism charges against a 42-year-old man accused of carrying out a knife attack at a Walmart. 11 people were hit, though all are expected to be okay. Police say he used a folding knife with a 3.5-inch blade. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
A thriller at the ballpark. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game tied 2-2. Bottom of the ninth, the Brewers trying to avoid a sweep at home at the hands of the Miami Marlins. One out, full count, and Milwaukee's Blake Perkins at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Blake Perkins, a switch hitter. He's up there with the bases loaded. The only run that matters at third right now. Perkins, center field.
Blake Perkins, who missed the first half of the season after suffering a fractured shin bone in spring training.
Definitely appreciative of the moment and of the success, you know. It's been a long, long road, and I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it's just great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
The Cubs beat the White Sox to remain tied with the Brewers, so it's the Cubs and the crew tomorrow night at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70 degrees. Sunny, low 90s for Monday, add in the humidity, the heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms on Monday night with a low around 69. More storms on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 80.
Matt Nair on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at our beautiful studios in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. That's 1590 on the old AM dial or 97.9 if you're listening to FM locally. Also catch them on the Civic Media app. Always glad to be here at Green Bay. Appreciate Mike Clemens giving us that Packers update earlier in the show. Right now, folks, it's been a couple of weeks. He is an international man of mystery and love. He also happens to be the managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com. The one, the only, you know him, you love him, Mr. Peter Rapine, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. There you go.
Thank you, John. You make me sound like James Bond. If only James Bond had a phone full of memes.
Now you're coming. The background looks fantastic because you're not at your home base of Brooklyn, and I appreciate you being transparent because people ask me how is Peter doing because you recently found love, you traveled to Europe, and now you're in Vancouver. I'll simply say this: looking at you on the stream, joining us from Vancouver, you look like a man who's satisfied. you look very happy.
Yeah. I fled the country. I'm on the lam. I'm not returning.
You've literally left the country.
That's only half a joke. But yes, I am. I'm in Canada. It's Canadian summer. They do things pretty well up here. It's been pretty nice.
Now, I've never been to Vancouver. I've heard it's a lovely, lovely city. Mm.
Escaping the July heat in August has been a huge benefit to my mental health.
Right?
Yeah.
It's important. It's important. Canada's I've been to like Alberta, like Calgary and Banff. I've never been to Vancouver, but have you gotten out in the countryside or just more in the city?
Yeah, we've been up in the interior, mostly in Van.
Okay.
But it's making me feel pretty good because I look at the weather in New York and I see that today it's like 95 degrees. And
it's like a cooker. It's like a hot pot.
So I'm having a nice summer. Yeah.
Well, good. Awesome. Well, people ask me because they're genuinely – people like this segment, and they say, how is Peter doing? And so we like to update people. All right, Peter, as they say back home, that's not why you called. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World. And here now, Peter brings us the great staff of EPOM World. This is not fiction. These are real headlines, real stories of the wild and the wacky Peter Rapine.
And it's been a sad week for our 80s icons.
Yes.
Obviously, Ozzy, and depending on how you feel about the guy, Hulk Hogan. But another character of ours, beloved, has been taken down this week. And headline reads, Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud.
Say it ain't so. Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud, Peter.
And can you guess what state this happened in, Todd?
I have not looked at the story. I'll guess Florida.
You are correct, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
So the short of it is a The Chuck E. Cheese mascot was handcuffed inside of a Chuck E. Cheese while he was performing for a child's birthday party. He was led outside in handcuffs while wearing the suit, mask still on. And they, I guess, had been tracking him. I don't know how much credit card fraud he could have committed. Obviously, he's still working at a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a great point, by the way.
But the photo of a police officer holding his arms, staring right into the camera as he leads Chucky out to the car is pretty iconic.
It's incredible. Go to EPOM's World, everybody, EPOMsWorld.com, because you got to see this, as Peter just said. And as someone who was a general manager at a Tilt-A-Kilt, a franchise like this, this is your nightmare if you're a GM at one of these places or a head of marketing. Because, as you said, the guy's entire suit is on. So it's not that Joe Smith got arrested or whatever the guy's real name is. It literally looks like Chuck E. Cheese himself is a perpetrator here and has been let out in handcuffs.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And they say, you know, no bad press. Right. All no press is bad press.
Right.
And so I'm sure most people like myself read this and thought, oh, Chuck E. Cheese is still around. Because I didn't really know that they were still in business, to be honest.
Well, they had a big overhaul, I think, recently, like trying to redo themselves. Because they got rid of, here's what was terrible, in my opinion. They got rid of the automatronic bears in the thing that played all the music, like at Disney World. And they got rid of the automatronic bears and replaced it with, like, video stuff. I don't know.
Well, I guess the downside of that is that, you know, automatronics can't really commit credit card fraud. Like right. People can, but they might malfunction.
Let me ask you this, Peter. What would have been worse for the kids? Seeing their mascot, Chuck E. Cheese, led away in handcuffs, or taking off the head, you know, and seeing him de-headed and taking the guy out in handcuffs? Which would have been more traumatic for the kids?
That's a good question. Yeah, I wonder if the cops thought about that. They're like, we could half traumatize or fully traumatize these kids.
Or if they were going to take off the guy's head, and then he's like, please, for the kids, don't expose me.
right, for the kids.
Just do it outside, yeah.
Do we know what happened to this guy, or is he still in custody? Is Chuck
Yeah, he was arrested. I think they're holding him on $1,000. I think he was released on $1,000 bond.
Bond, yeah.
Yeah, which people were joking is like 35,000 Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
Well, I have no doubt that following our program, Maggie Dawn, who is an attorney, will be all over this. And Maggie will be breaking down exactly what Chuck E. Cheese was arrested for and what his chances look like in court. So be listening to that in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline, EPOM's World.
Next headline reads, boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks.
Boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks. Explain.
So, and I don't know exactly when these, you know, communities started. I don't know how old the villages is or village-like, you know, communities are. But I do know that the 55-plus communities have gained popularity in the last couple of years. And they seem like they have a lot of benefits, right? You have parties, you have bingo, pickleball, all that stuff. But I guess it's not a happy ending when, you know, you're just living around a bunch of old people, you know? All the homes look the same. There's a lot of rules and restrictions. I can speak from personal experience that my parents have been retired and a lot of their friends have moved into communities like this. My parents refused. My dad said, he's like, I don't want to live around a bunch of old people like me. So
good for them.
They actually made the move to New York last month.
Did they really?
They are the newest New Yorkers. Yeah, and they're loving it. Because they can go out and be around people who aren't like themselves.
Your loving parents have packed up and moved to New York, and you're off to Vancouver, for goodness sake.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, bad timing.
Peter, we're here to see you. Oh, dang, bad
time. Sorry, guys. But you can find a lot of these stories on Reddit and a lot of, like, you know, Facebook has communities around this stuff. Homeowner association videos are kind of, you know, red meat for us, wherever there's someone complaining about a painting or, you know, the color of someone's house or garbage or whatever it is.
Right.
Boomers are realizing that they're not the funnest neighbors.
Well, I can realize, I can relate because I'm not a boomer. I just turned 55 last year, and so I'm technically eligible to go to a senior community. But Peter, I ain't doing that. I'm not ready to hang it up yet. And so I'm Gen X, but so I get it. I don't want to. Yeah, I want to. Vibrancy, youth. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, pickleball isn't enough for you, Dad.
You know, I don't play pickleball. I should though.
I never have it.
Really?
I don't know. It looks meh at best.
All right, Peter Ray Pine. I love this segment so much. Next headline.
All right. Man. The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt.
The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt. Explain, Peter Ray Pine.
So at pay.gov, you can go and just donate your money to the government, and they claim that they will put it towards the national deficit. And you can pay money with PayPal, you can pay money with Venmo, you can sign up using your, you know, bank account, whatever it is. Mm. And you can also obviously pay off the national debt using credit.
I mean, don't, A, people, don't do this. B, I mean, because Peter, somebody's going to say, well, I feel patriotic.
Yeah.
I'm going to help do this. Even if it is a real thing, it's not going to go to help the debt. I'm just telling you, it's not.
No. I mean, also, how desperate is the government?
Well, right. Let's just put it out there and say, let the people help pay down the debt, you know?
Yeah.
There's some patriotic American.
I'm going to reset a recurring donation to the government of $25 every month for the next trillion years.
I mean, the sad thing is, right, that if this were a real thing, I guess maybe it might have an effect. But having worked for a member of Congress in D.C. For 5 years, I mean, very few people are going to be serious about this, and it's just going to go to some other bureaucratic, bloated thing or you know, more payment for state U.S. senators or whatever.
But you know what they say. It's the thought that counts, right?
All right, exactly. That's right. Lindsey Graham needs more money for entertainment. Anyway, next headline, Peter Ray Pine.
All right, next headline comes to us from the front lines of the generational war. And Gen Alpha is getting old enough to participate. So headline reads, Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny.
Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny. Now this is, it helped me out because we had Gen Z and then now we have Gen Y. And now this is the next youngest of the 12 year olds or what?
I think Gen Alpha are from 2010 to 2024.
Oh, all right.
And
people were born from that to that.
Yes, people were born in from 2010 to 2024. And allegedly, according to one Gen Alpha mom who's talking to her two kids on TikTok, asking them if kids in class still think farts are funny, her kids respond by saying, they see farts as just a normal thing, and they would relate laughing at a fart to laughing at something like a hiccup. And that most times when someone farts in class, they just continue on with their business. If the fart is extra smelly, they don't really make a point of it. All they do is just pull their shirt up over their nose and continue on. Which I just think is a bad sign for society as a whole.
Right. It's a bad, if you don't think a fart is funny once in a while, it's a bad sign. Now, do we have audio of this, Peter?
We do of her asking her kids. Yeah, maybe Zomers, you can.
All right, Zomers, here we go. Here's a mom on TikTok.
If you fart, nobody cares.
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody cares.
What do they do if you fart?
There's nothing. They continue doing their work or whatever they're doing normally.
Depends on when it happens, baby.
Why aren't farts funny anymore?
I mean, because it's just like one. It's like laughing at hiccups. Basically.
It's like laughing at hiccups.
You can't control them.
What about if it stinks? Do the people, if it stinks, are people like, oh, you smelled the classroom up, you stinker, you stink, you farted?
How people do this?
Oh, they just do the math.
All right. Let's see.
She looks so confused.
You told it perfectly. right by, I'm 55. I still think a fart joke is funny. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter Rapine. All right, come on back. We'll wrap it up with more weird and wacky news from EPOM's world. The wonderful, the talented Peter Rapine is our guest. We're live in Green Bay. We'll wrap it up after this.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her team. Going to be hot. How about that? Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, going to be in with the Packers training camp update. Also, the Brew Crew underway right now against the Marlins on many of our news talk sports stations across Civic Media. And then it's Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, right after us. Maggie will bring us today the latest headlines across Wisconsin, and also, I'm sure, the breaking legal news that Peter and I have fetter on Chuck E. Cheese. So we'll look forward to nervous anticipation to Maggie's show immediately following ours. And then Pete Schwabe, who normally, and how about this, Summers, normally Schwabe does the show out of these studios in Green Bay, and now he's in Madison today. I'm in his studio. So Schwabe will be along. That's right, the old switcheroo. 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Looking forward to that. Our guest today, as he usually is every other Friday when he's not an international man of mystery, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of ebombsworld.com, with a wild and wacky look at the week and review actual headlines of actual viewers or readers. Peter Rapine, next headline.
So this is proof that farts are still funny. I want to make that point, and I'm going to drive it home with a video.
Let me interrupt. If you weren't with us right before the break, Peter had a story about a mom who is talking to her Gen Alpha kids, like these high schoolers, basically, who say that it's no longer funny if somebody farts. I don't know. It's just not funny. It's like somebody's hiccups, which, I mean, I guess fine. We've matured. But I don't know. I still think an occasional fart joke is funny. But here we go with an actual joke. All right, here we go.
Headline reads, golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open.
A golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open. What say you, Peter?
We'll run the clip just because it does. Right. You know, all you need to do is hear it. But they handle it in the most British way possible. They have a little bit of a snicker. But they handled it perfectly, and it's funny, and it's a fart, and we have audio of it.
Here we go for the British Open.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. There's so many lost the clown face.
It's extraordinary. Wait, let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind. Just helps ease down the green. There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler. And off the back of his tee shot in the 16th, that one there.
The fact that they replayed it was beautiful. The fact that they replayed it was fantastic.
Yeah, he goes, let's stick to golf. And they giggle. And then he goes, a little bit of wind from behind, which... kind of works for the shot as well, because I think the wind was blowing behind Scotty Scheffler on that one.
Scotty Scheffler, I think he went on to win that. It's just a natural occurrence, but there's nothing wrong with a little humor about it. I mean, we all do it, right? It's one of those natural things. But it's funny when it's caught on international television like that.
And way funnier than a hiccup. They're not comparable.
Way funnier. Not way funnier. Yeah. Not at all. That was beautifully done, Rapine. All right, next headline.
So most people might not know who this person is. So I'll just set it up. Trisha Paytas is a YouTuber, podcaster, kind of media creator, and she recently had her third child. And she named that new child Aquaman.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. This is real. This is not made up.
It's not made up. It's really all I have to say about that. It's funny. It's hilarious. There is a kind of a conspiracy theory around it, because every time she has a child or announces the birth of one of her, like announces that she is pregnant, a pretty famous person has died. So the first time, I think, she announced she was pregnant, the Queen Elizabeth had just died on the same day. The second time she announced she was pregnant, or was near announcing something, the Pope died, and then with her newest, Ozzy died on the same day. People think that Ozzy Osbourne has been reincarnated into her baby Aquaman, along with the Pope and the Queen. So,
oh my goodness gracious.
And so the Queen's name is Malibu Barbie, and the Pope's name is Elvis.
Yeah. And Ozzy is now Aquaman. Yeah.
Who names these? I mean, who was it that named their kid Apple? All right, that's a little goofy, I think, but I mean, at least it's a fruit. But to name your kid after a character, hi, I'm Aquaman All Ball. I mean, talk about people, that poor child.
Yeah.
All right. Next headlines. By the way, is that a parrot behind you, or what does that sound like?
It's a crow. There are so many crows.
It's a crow? There's crows in Vancouver, ladies and gentlemen.
Lots of crows. So this one is a tie into the Coldplay incident, which I'm sure you guys talked about.
A little bit, but go ahead.
Basically, a couple They weren't supposed to be a couple. They were the CEO of an AI company and the chief HR officer were caught canoodling at a Coldplay concert last week when Coldplay put them up on the Kiss Cam and they both kind of bolted out of the screen because they weren't supposed to be seen together. Well, Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher at a recent concert said Oasis is a safe haven for adulterers, basically saying that we don't have any of that snidey camera crap here. It doesn't matter to us who you're sleeping with or mingling with. Just come to our concert and have some fun.
So adulterers, check out Oasis, right? Here's a headline we didn't have time to get to. It was great. Remembering the time an Ewok had one too many and humped Al Roker's leg on the Today Show. That's fantastic. Great work as always, Peter Rapine. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Thanks, Peter. Safe travels. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
Appreciate you. Many thanks to Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, Robin Vining, Mike Clemens, Zomers back at home, and all of you for listening. Have a great weekend back in Madison on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are believing, keep banging your drum. We'll see you from Madison on Monday. Thanks to GBW as well. Take care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's a word the president has always liked and promised.
We have good news. We've reached a deal.
A deal between the U.S. and the EU over trade. 15% tariffs between the two partners. Critics are asking why, since that equals out to zero. But reporter Catherine Arms in England has a breakdown.
The blanket tariff of 15% on all EU goods imported to the U.S. The EU was facing import charges of 30%, which would have begun on Friday. Trump said the EU promised hundreds of billions of dollars in energy investments.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more on the potential impact to the auto industry.
Mercedes, BMW, and Volkswagen all manufacture vehicles in the U.S., and some of those vehicles are shipped back to Europe. U.S. manufacturers also see Europe as a potential market for American-made electric vehicles. Meanwhile, a fifth of European